Who walks around with a sock and a shoe on and a whole naked foot on the other side? Like, what is wrong with you?
Jhené.
Ryan.
Rocko season!
My six-year-old is learning how to play chess in school.
Okay.
And so she challenged her father to a game of chess.
Okay.
And so this week she was just like, you know what, Dad? Let's make this interesting. I said...
Right.
Okay, and I stopped playing. just saying. I'm just, cause.
Why are you so rude and disrespectful?
Cause ain't no 6 year old about to hustle me. It's not happening.
She was definitely about to get you. She was definitely about to get you. She was coming.
It's not happening.
You know what? I believe I heard 100%. So I know she was about to wipe the floor with you. Cash. You have ignored me all day. Yeah, go play with that.
Too early to be this ghetto.
Too early.
But in other news, I've been playing another game with a friend of mine. Stop me if you know which game this is, but it's been a game that I've been doing with a friend to kind of just bond from day to day. Mm-hmm. Stop me if you know it. It's a very popular game. Wordle, yeah.
Am I the friend that
you are the friend?
About?
You are the friend. You are the friend. And every damn day, Wordle is trying to tell me that I'm a dumbass. That's literally what's going on, Jhené. I don't know who told you to send me these links every day. Hey, I solved the Wordle. Now I got to be like, damn it, I cannot go past five guesses this time. Like, yo, I literally thought that I knew words and I knew things. Wordle said, nah.
You know what it is?
Nah, you dumb.
Wordle isn't even necessarily about knowing words. Wordle is really all about having a strategy. And we just need to fine tune your strategy.
My strategy within the first two guesses, I have all my vowels. And so even when I get words, like the last time we played, I had four yellow letters. And it just like, first of all, if you know, now the yellow letters is telling you these are the letters that are in the puzzle.
Right.
But if you can't get the right combination, this thing could take you out. It might as well not know any of the letters. Like, this is ridiculous.
No, it's true. You got to get at least two green letters in order for you to fully solve the Wordle. Now you're going to hear Cash snorting in the microphone. You're going to have to get at least two green letters in order for you to fully solve the Wordle. And that's why you have to do the X method. I told you, you got to start doing the X method.
You making me a disgruntled old man before my time, all right? And I'm not appreciating it. And I don't know if my wife appreciates it. Like, we need to get it together. I need to. If y'all have advice for me outside of Jhené and her X method, let me know. It's O Black Ryan. At O Black Ryan.
What's your starting word?
Aside.
See, mine's is adieu.
Okay, that's four. But like, I feel like I need a second consonant. I can't just have one consonant. Like, I need two consonants, and that takes care of at least three of the vowels.
But I feel like if you knock out all of the vowels, and you know, like, there's an O in there. Like, say for example, like the last one, I think there were no, like, my starting word didn't have any. Like, it was gray.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that O had to be an option, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I think in that one, I got it in four with the X method, because then you just kind of
dwindle it down. Okay, the people are bored.
Yeah, they are. Because we could talk about Wordle forever, because we really do be going back and forth every day.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. Reddit has me in a chokehold right now, because there's a lot of interesting stuff over there. I'm late to the Reddit game.
Stop.
Oh.
How are you, Jhené?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, you have to be civilized in these days of turmoil in these streets.
You know, there's a lot of turmoil happening.
All right, go ahead.
So Reddit has me in a chokehold, and every week I find myself on Reddit and I find interesting, fun things that I think other people will enjoy because they tickle me.
Mm-hmm.
So something that they've done on Reddit is called Two Sentence Horror Stories.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to the podcast, know that I am an avid horror fan. Like, I watch horror movies before I go to sleep.
Which is psychopathic behavior, by the way.
And I have not yet seen a horror movie that has absolutely scared me or terrified me in any shape or form. Mm-hmm. So
she also be shooting 12-year-old bitches in Call of Duty. That's what she calls them. It's not my terms. That's her terminology.
I'm not even gonna correct him on that, because that's when I be winning, especially when they be gunning for me and then I win. That's literally what I do be calling them. So I'm not
psycho
even going
psychopath.
I'm not even gonna argue with him on that. So anyway, These are two sentence horror stories. And what I like about them is that they're very simple, but like when you get it, it's just like, huh. So let's start with the first one. Ready?
Okay. All right. Ready.
When my dog bit my 2-year-old son, we had to put him down. After all, having a child in the house is too big of a trigger. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that. Like, what kind of people are these? These are your people, Jhené. What is going on?
Please take me instead, I screamed, grabbing at the two men who took my child. Sorry, ma'am, children only, they said, as they continued loading up the last lifeboat to the ship.
What? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This one is really... Mm-hmm. When the kidnapper made me guess where he kept my daughter, I went for the basement, and he said, correct, allowing me to see her. But when I found her severed head in there, I learned that every other choice would have been correct as well.
No, Jhené, what? First of all, you found this subreddit and you said, interested, let me read them all. Like, what are you talking about, Jhené?
I love horror stories. Okay, I have two
are
more.
Are you crazy? And then what is going on?
Okay, wait, I have three more and then I'm done because I thought these were really good.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, guys.
So it turns out you can feel everything that happens to your body after death. I suppose I should be flattered my husband still finds me attractive after all these years.
Okay. All right.
Every night, I dangled my hand over my bed and my dog licks it as I fall asleep. I woke up this morning to find my dog dead and a note saying, not only dogs can lick hands.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
And this is the last one. This is the last one. Y'all already think I'm sick and twisted anyway, but I think my husband is making me sick. Knowing the fridge has been on the fritz, I probably should have thrown the rest of him away.
All right. All right. Okay. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. You're gone too far. What? This is a segment that we will not revisit. What are we talking about? What is this? Are you crazy? I have a question to change the subject. I have a question.
I love two sentence horror stories.
I saw it and I said, I'm going to ask Jhené because I have my answer. Okay. But she might have a completely different answer because she's strange. All right?
Okay.
So,
all right.
We talk in last century, right? 1900s vibes, right?
Okay. Boom. Mm-hmm. Okay.
90s pop, 90s hip hop, mm-hmm. 90s okay. R&B, 90s okay. dance hall. One gotta okay. go. One gotta go.
Pop.
That was too easy for you. You be on your NSYNC vibes. I was certain that was not going to be one of your choices.
You said 90s hip hop. Pop, R&B.
90s R&B and dancehall.
And dancehall? Yeah, mm-hmm. Pop. Easy.
Okay, that was my answer too. So I thought...
I'm black and Caribbean.
I just thought you was going to be extra like always. But like, all right.
Nah, I see
what you got going on over there.
Yeah, no. Like, first off... You was trying to get them to revoke my black card. That's what you was trying to do. And see, I don't appreciate that. You know what I mean? Because they already on my neck sometimes about the grips and all that other stuff.
You got a lot going on. How would you... Okay. I'm going to bring it back for the people that wasn't when we was only audio. All right. Is it
yes?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
You want me to say sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Yes.
I'm going
to say
that's
the way to do it.
It depends on the outfit because sometimes you're not quite sure how the sock shoe combination is going to look with the outfit. So you do a sock shoe, look in the mirror, say that works, and then do sock shoe.
Like I
said
at the beginning.
You don't do sock, sock, shoe, shoe, and then look at the outfit and be like, oh, this is not going to work.
Like I said at the beginning, psychopath. Who walks around with a sock and a shoe on and a whole naked foot on the other side? Like, what is wrong with you?
Listen, when I get dressed sometimes and I need to understand if the vibe that I'm seeing in my head works fully before I fully commit.
Oh my God.
It's like I just try it on. Let me put the sock on with the shoe with these pants and see if it's giving me the look that I want or if these shoes are better. I don't put on both pairs of shoes. I put on the one shoe with the one sock.
Yo, the listeners that did not, or the watchers now, but like the viewers, so to speak, that did not know you from back when we were just audio, they are losing their shit right now. They're pulling their hair out. Like, what the hell is wrong with this girl?
It's not my fault y'all don't have a method, okay? I have methods over here. And that method works for me.
To your madness.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. That's how it works.
Okay.
If you are a person who also, when you are trying on an outfit or you get dressed and you're not quite sure of your shoe options, like you have two ideas in your head and you're not sure which one works best, and you do sock shoe to see in the mirror before you commit, let us know in the comments. Let us know. Because I know it's not just me.
It is just you. You will be the one commenting. Not. You'll be the only one commenting.
I will be the one. I'll be like I said, it is sock shoe when I need to make sure it look good with the outfit.
Oh my God, girl.
Whatever. You really trying to get my black card revoked this week. And I don't know.
We'll see how much I can do.
Honestly, one of the topics is probably going to have a whole bunch of people mad at me. And they will probably revoke my black card. But we're not going to get to that just yet. We're gonna talk about Ashanti and Nelly with the world's worst kept secret. And
because I was like, there was big headlines about this, and I was just like, did we not know this already? Did I wake up in a different universe, an alternate reality? Because I thought we all knew.
Ashanti is known for wearing very body conscious clothing, right? Like, she has a great body, she shows it off, she has no problems doing that,
right?
Recently, while they've been, I don't know if they're touring together, but she's been touring and doing her little, you know, her shows and things like that. Ashanti has been wearing a lot of oversized stuff that is very oversized, except in one area, the stomach. And no matter how you try to hide a pregnant belly, when it comes to certain things, it's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. So we knew. I think the only thing we didn't know, or maybe I didn't know because they're not my ministry, is that they were engaged as well.
That was the news. The pregnancy was not the news. Like, I feel like literally everybody knew that they were pregnant.
Yeah, I feel like everybody knew that they were pregnant too. I also want to tell people, this is also a lesson to be learned. Learn from me and not Ashanti. Do not spin the block on your ex, okay? Because it's just not going
to
be
I beg to differ a little bit. Ashanti looks hella happy. Hella happy. And so,
no, she does.
I can't second your notion of not spinning the block, because sometimes that's what you needed. You needed to, what they say, if you let it go and it come back to you, it's supposed to be for you, or it's yours, or whatever the damn statement
is. But that's
is,
not always
whatever.
True.
It's
that's
not always true,
people,
but it sometimes makes sense. So, like, you can't tell
I'm just telling people
not to do
to
that.
Learn from my mistake and not to spin the block just because they see Ashanti's getting her fairy tale. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But if you want to take that risk,
we might
don't say Jhené didn't warn you.
We might need to find an old flame to get you your fairy
Absolutely
tale.
Not.
We might.
Mm-hmm. All of my exes are exes for a reason. And the girls are still fighting. Chris Brown and what's his name? Quavo.
Lord.
Are beefing. And I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I genuinely don't care, because Chris Brown is not my ministry. But the only reason I want to talk about this is, This is the beef no one wanted. And I say that because I feel like it's going to get violent.
It definitely feels that way. And it's super strange coming from an R&B dude who also ate up the rapper in a rap battle. So it's a little strange. It's a little strange with some gang ties all intertwined in there. So, like, I don't know.
I just feel like Christopher Maurice Brown needs to just, like, I get it. It definitely comes a point when you are someone like Chris Brown where you stop caring about growth in media, because his fans will tell you that nobody's seeing him. He is Michael Jackson reincarnated, which, again, I want y'all to leave that man alone. Let him rest in peace. And that, you know, he can do no wrong and everybody's wrong and da-da-da-da-da. But I feel like there's only but so long you can keep up this persona before you start to realize that, like, the money's not going to come to you the way that it should be coming to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like Christopher Brown should be bigger than he is, right?
Okay, yeah. He's when it comes to, like, talent, a lot of people have been saying, he's almost unmatched in what he got going on. He can rap, he can sing, he can act, he can dance, he can, like, there's lots of things that he's talented
Limitless.
With, you know, outside of, you know, his bad boy persona. Like, that's the only thing holding him back, really, honestly. But, like, you know, to ask him or his fans, he's not being held back. He's doing his thing. So Who knows?
Which is just like, I get it, but he's a 34-year-old father of three children. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have a lot more to lose than just money at this point. I didn't listen to it because Chris Brown's never getting a stream from me. I'm sorry. There's nothing he could do that's going to get a stream from me. I've heard clips of it online. I've heard the part that people have played online where he basically said that Takeoff shouldn't have been the one to die. Should have been Quavo. And like, Quavo's better than me because right there and right then, I'm not even saying nothing on wax. Like, I'm pulling up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pulling up because you're not going to disrespect my dead nephew's memory trying to, like, disrespect me over some, over Carucci.
Yeah, it's, well, it was not just Carucci. It's also Saweetie.
And Saweetie.
But it's, well, that's one thing, but, like, it's definitely disrespectful. Like, the rap, like, I mean, I also didn't give it a stream, but I heard it in its completion on TikTok, so... yeah, it's super disrespectful and super skillful for an R&B person. You know, it was a rap. It was a rap. Like, he, the boy can rap. The boy can rap. But like, I need to know, like, what do these girls got? Because like, you know, I know what a woman feels like, and it's very exciting and things like that. But like, there's loads of others. You know, like. What are these two particular ones causing this?
It literally has nothing. It's about them, but it's not about them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Chris Brown is the type of miserable where he thinks that he is it. Like, when these, like, Carucci and should have never found happiness post him. He should have been, you know what I mean? Like, she should have been. And whatever went on with him and Sweetie and Quavo, whatever, like, he should have been the, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's supposed to be it for them. So it really has nothing to do with these women. It more so has to do with these men's egos and the fact that they feel like women are possessions versus, like, actual people.
That's wild.
And that they obviously made decisions.
Listen, guys.
Horrible decisions.
Ladies, but, guys, whatever. This is, like, a clear sign, clear red flag. Like, all these possessive traits of people, like... And y'all see these red flags and you're like, that looks like a nice shade of green.
Women see these red flags and they're like,
that's where y'all go.
Is that really red though? That look a little pink. Y'all like, he just need a little bit of.
Real hypnotized by appendages when y'all got the little rose thing that be apparently taking y'all to the next level. I don't get it. Like, how you gonna be one way and the other way at the same time? Like, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't know.
All I'm saying is Christopher Maurice Brown has shown his true colors time and time again. And I think any woman who gets involved with him does not deserve what she gets because he can be a physical monster. And I never would condone a woman getting hit.
Yeah.
But I would say that when you know that it doesn't work and he disrespects you, you're just...
Yeah.
You got it, you know?
It was so crazy to me that part of the rap was him talking about Quavo being abusive.
Like
this is kind of where I check out, but I still wanted to listen to see if he was at least skillful with the rap, and he was, but still super contradictory. Terrible.
I just literally, if we Google you, like, that is your story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your story consists of abuse and stalking. Because I will never forget when he and Carucci first broke up after he had a baby on her. And he was like pulling up at the club, like just standing outside, like wanting to talk to her, and Carucci was just trying to leave.
Right,
like,
right.
We've seen how you operate, and that shit's not cute.
Yeah, it's not.
Let's absolutely not. And Virgos will always be the pettier but smarter sign of the zodiac. Don't take it up with us. It's not our fault. Beyonce responded to the hair critics.
The Virgo.
The Virgo.
I was like, which Virgo she about to talk about?
In the absolute best way possible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if people know, but Beyonce dropped a hair care line along with her mom called Sacred.
Sacred.
And there had been an uproar amongst people saying that, why would we buy a product from Beyonce? We ain't never seen her real hair.
They just want to hate on this girl. My God.
She don't do nothing. Like, she's bald-headed, and we supposed to trust her with our hair? Like, are you serious? Absolutely not. Completely ignoring the fact that y'all talked bad about her baby girl when her baby girl was literally an infant. Mm-hmm. And now that girl's edges are worth more than most people's lives at this point. And her hair is flourishing. Both of her daughter's hairs are actually flourishing.
Right.
She dropped a video where she basically talked about how sacred was, like her sacred Sundays that she does for her hair. Like that's what she does with her hair and what products she uses. Showing her scalp, showing the inches, talking about how she's avoided relaxers and something else. But she avoided like relaxers and other things and has chosen like color to be the thing for her natural hair. You would think that would be enough for people seeing scalp.
I don't get it. Like, why do people feel like black women don't have long hair? Like, it just doesn't make sense. My wife's hair is massively long. Like, it's very long. She got length. I don't know what y'all call it, but like, she got all the length, but yet she wears a weave as a protective style.
These bald-headed scallywags would have you believe that because they don't have hair, nobody else has hair. And that's something they should take up with their mamas and not us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not even somebody that has, I have healthy hair. I don't have like, my hair's not down to the middle of my back or anything like that, but I have healthy, natural hair that I don't know how to take care of. Mm. But I love my hair. I would never look at another woman, especially a black woman, and just assume, at this point, because I'm somebody who wears wigs and I can kind of tell the difference, I would look at another black woman and be like, oh, that's her hair. That is beautiful. You know what I mean? Like I've never, so like this whole thing, because now they're saying that she had a glueless wig on, like we didn't see her scalp. There's a body double, like we didn't see her scalp.
Sort of like the body double that was carrying blue.
Yes, the same
one. Or the fake blue belly. Like,
yes.
Goodness gracious, man.
I just need y'all to leave that woman alone.
For real.
Because my whole thing is, y'all don't question, like, y'all will go up for Kim Kardashian and buy a pair of Skims, knowing good and well she did not pay. She does not wear that for the body that she has because she paid for the body that she has.
Oh,
so what she's selling you is a pipe dream.
Oh,
but y'all don't go up and say, well, Kim Kardashian's body is like, let's stop this.
Well, I can't really speak on the hair because I'm a little challenged myself.
You are a bald-headed scallywag.
But I'm not the one out here criticizing the lady. Like, I know black women with long hair. Like, I mean, it's what it is.
I didn't mean to go against your people. You're on the good side of that.
Rare
though.
Form today, girl. You in rare
I am
form.
Not. Okay. I'm not gonna save this to the end because I know people will get upset if I do.
Mm.
So we're gonna talk about Amanda Seales and her interview with Shannon Sharp.
Oh man.
And I don't know if you saw it.
Okay. Full disclosure, I did not watch the full episode because who got that type of time? Not me. I've been on TikTok catching clips. And so I have some information, but I'm sure you have more information. So let's go.
First, I'm going to start this off by saying, again, Virgos are, it's something wrong with us because Cat Williams set this whole year off and it ain't been right since. I'm just going to say that right now.
It has not. We've had an eclipse. We've had an earthquake.
Cat Williams sat down in Club Shay Shay and talked his shit and the world has not been right.
At all.
Ever since. So Amanda Seales went on to Club Shay Shay to talk about the fact that nobody likes her. That was essentially what it was. Because, you know, black media does everything but support her and she's too intelligent and she's too tapped in and she's an outspoken black woman and the world hates outspoken black women, especially when they look like Amanda Seales. And so, you know, the world hates, black media especially hates her and people who don't like her don't really have a reason for not liking her. She also made it known that she had been diagnosed with Asperger's, a form of autism, and that she was on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
She also spoke about Issa Rae and how she did not feel as though Issa Rae uplifted her or protected her.
Not the first time she I've also heard is, that from her.
I also have this, I need to question why she always feels as though she needs to be protected though. Like that's something that she said constantly. It's like, you know, these people didn't protect me. And I have questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
They also talked about the great incident where she got kicked out of the Emmy party, the Black Emmy party. She's not my ministry. She's not my ministry. I've made that clear multiple times. She's not my ministry.
Okay.
I left watching this interview feeling like, okay, I understand you a little bit better now. I get it. Still not my ministry.
Interesting. That's not what I that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, I'm not done. Oh, I'm not done. I retract that.
What? Because immediately retracted.
Not long after the interview dropped, Amanda went on live and was asked had she been clinically diagnosed with Asperger's and said that she, no, she had not been clinically diagnosed with Asperger's, which is a problem in of itself. Now, she went on to further clarify and say that he asked her if she was clinically diagnosed and she basically answered yes, but the question that he asked, that Shannon Sharp asked was, no, she said, yes, there's clinical diagnosis for autism without actually answering the question, and said that she purposefully chose to deflect because she was talking to a man who who didn't care for her and wasn't trying to protect her and was interrogating her. Now she's talking about Shannon Sharp. Okay. She also went on to say that she also posted on her Instagram something about, you know, you don't have to be clinically diagnosed and it's too expensive. It's $10,000, yada, 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 self-diagnosis, so forth and so on. Which I'm not going to hold you. Not everybody has access to money to pay for getting diagnosed by a therapist or whomever needs to diagnose you. Amanda Seales is the problem. Mm-hmm. And you will never convince me of anything other than that fact. And I say that because you purposely misled people with your words.
Right.
And there are so many other things that she could have said that would not have gotten her in this situation.
Yeah.
Where people are now like, no, that kind of negates the whole entire.
Everything you were doing. Everything you were
because
saying.
Because you because all you had to say was, it would have been so simple. Are you clinically diagnosed? No, Shannon, I am not clinically diagnosed because this is what it would take for me to get diagnosed by whatever, whatever. I've done my research. I've talked to people. And before I go that route, because I'm still trying to figure this out, I'm just letting you know what I think. Because like someone said online,
right.
You can't, I get cold all the time, I'm anemic. You can't do that with autism. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just something you just
You can't do
on.
That either with anemia.
I mean, you can't, but it's just kind of like, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not. That's not as serious. Oh, you know what I mean? God. Like, you can't just be like, well, I get cold all the time. I'm anemic. You can't do that with autism. You can't.
Oh, man.
And so I just feel like thinking back about it, Amanda Seales is the problem. Mm. It's not that people misunderstand Amanda Seales. It's because Amanda Seales suffers from delusions of grandeur.
Oh, boy.
She was never... She said when she was a precocious child, like, her mom let her be her. And when people... tried to like correct her, you know, her mom would just be like, she's precocious, like let her be her. And I think that did her a disservice because I think what she mistook for being precocious was her probably being obnoxious, and now she's an obnoxious adult. She then went on to say, like, a black media is maligning me because Baller Alert put out a very quick post about her saying something on the show about her saying she was diagnosed with autism.
Right.
And then saying that she then went on to clarify that she was not diagnosed. They did exactly what she did. She said on the show that she, you will never hear her say, well, I feel like. She just tells you the series of events, which is exactly what Baller Alert did. And now she's like, they're maligning me. Again, black spaces, it's you. I looked at it because I was ready to be like, I thought Baller Alert was going to be messy.
Right.
Like, Amanda Seales lied. Like, they literally said Amanda Seales clarified autism diagnosis.
Yeah. See,
it's you.
Y'all be mad when people like Beyonce and Jay-Z and all these people don't take interviews, don't say nothing to y'all or whatever, because y'all can't misconstrue whatever, you know, y'all think they said. In this case, you went and spoke for 3+ hours. So people have a whole bunch of ammo to be like, no, actually, here's the receipts, you know? So when you're speaking to someone that's not a good interviewer, or when you're speaking to someone that is a great interviewer, speaking for that long, you'll find yourself talking in circles or potentially contradicting yourself in many different ways. And so I think that's what happened to her. I do believe that she is intelligent and has a lot of information about like a lot of different things. But like you said, I think she doesn't care for any sort of respectability, anything, or care for like trying to present the message with empathy or any sort of warmth or anything like that. It's just like one of those things. I'm guilty of this. Like I say a lot of things that come to my mind and sometimes it doesn't land in a way that people can, you know, accept. And, you know, I got to take responsibility for that. But like in the same token for her, she's landing these things with the force of a tornado and also wants to be cuddled and coddled and be and
I was
like
gonna say,
you know and so
I'm bringing it back for new people. I'm bringing this back. Is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike? Because she also talked about the situation with Floetry and basically said that it didn't work out because essentially Marsha was intimidated by Amanda Seals.
First of all, I'm a huge Marsha fan. Huge Marsha fan. I'm just going to say right now, have you ever heard Marsha in an interview?
Yes.
She was just recently on R&B Money podcast. That lady is not intimidated by anything or anyone.
She basically made it seem as though Marsha had an issue with her because like the crowd started to like her too. You know, like she was able to turn. And the more Amanda spoke, honestly, like I went in there because honestly, your sister Asia was the only reason that I watched it, because I literally have no interest in anything Amanda Seals has to say.
Right.
I she's just not my ministry. But I watched it because Asia said it was a good insight into it. I'm like, you know what? Let me figure out if this is really, sometimes I just don't like people because I don't like people. Let me see if I'm valid in not liking this person. And I promise you, I left there thinking,
right,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still not my ministry, but I could ease up on her.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
She's intelligent. She's intelligent. And she had a lot of points that kind of had Shannon spinning, but that's not hard to do either. Like, Shannon was all over the place.
It's not that I don't think Amanda's not intelligent. I think Amanda always thinks she's the smartest person in the room.
In the room, right.
And that's a problem.
Yes, it is. It is.
That is a problem.
That is a problem.
Because you're not always the smartest person in the room. You're not always the most talented person in the room. And there's a lot of things like people online were also getting at Shannon Sharp about the quality of the interview. And to that, I want to say she went onto a podcast called Club Shay Shay. What were y'all expecting?
That's exactly what my wife said.
You know what I mean? Like, there were so many other avenues. If she wanted to have a serious conversation about what was going on in her life.
Right.
You would not go on a podcast called Club Shay Shay that is hosted by Shannon Sharp. If you've done your research and seen any of the other interviews that he has conducted prior to this.
No.
Some people say, Shannon Sharp is clout chasing. No, Amanda Seals is clout chasing.
Yeah.
She wanted to sit with someone that she knew or she feels is not intellectually compatible with her to make herself look better.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately for her, in some cases, because obviously there's people who are still going to be like, no, you misunderstood. It's not what she mean. No. Amanda Seals is exactly who she says she is. And I'm believing her. Like Maya Angelou told me, I'm believing her for everything that she says she is. And she's not a good person.
It's super.
She's not.
It's super calculated. Like, because she's been ranting about the same stuff on her social for the past 2-3 weeks or a couple months, actually, about like black media and black people not liking her in the industry. And she knew to get the message even further, going on a podcast like Shannon Sharp was going to do that off the coattails of somebody like Cat Williams. You understand? So, like you said, I definitely believe that she went on there knowing full and well what she was getting herself into for the media exposure. Now, she does something just like we had a conversation about Dr. Umar last week. And it was just like, I felt almost exactly the same this week paying attention to some of these clips, because it was just like, okay, Amanda, all right, okay. Then I was like, oh, well, okay. Like, it's a lot of fast, intelligent speaking. And so you don't have a chance to catch up to what's actually happening in order to like make a full opinion about what's being said until you sit back, take some time to like let it sink in, and then like really kind of assess where she's coming from. And so I agree with you to the fact that, you know, a lot of what she's accusing black media and black people of is a lot to do with, you know, her own doing. Like, I tell you this all the time. Like, I come from the entertainment industry. I come from the world of television and film and like all of that. People do not want to work with you if they do not like you. That's period. Just plain and simple. That's point just the politics period. Of the industry you chose to be in. And so if you are trying to come at it from absolute truth, 100% truth, with no empathy and no sort of like tact or anything like that, then you also have to be able to deal with the consequences of those actions. And this is exactly right. The lessons that I teach my 10-year-old and my 6-year-old, a lesson that I'm sure her mother probably tried to teach her, or maybe not, who knows, but it's a lesson she should have learned in childhood, like you said. I don't know.
And then also my last point on Amanda is I also think it's very gross that she's trying to use the genocide and her being outspoken about the genocide in Gaza for the reason that black media and black spaces are not inviting to her. When this has been happening long before you decided to speak out about
right.
Palestine.
Right.
This is why I think she suffers from delusions of grandeur, because there are much bigger people with much bigger platforms than Amanda Seales who are talking and are not being maligned by the media.
Yeah.
In the way that she is. And I don't even think she's being maligned. People are just telling you that they don't like you. And right. they don't have to.
Right.
Just like she said when Shannon asked her when Marsha rolled up to her at an event, did they speak? And she was like, no, she asked me for a hug and I didn't have to hug her because I don't like you. The same applies. People don't have to like you.
Yo, reciprocity. Like, this is literally people don't have to like yin and yang. Everything has an equal and opposite reaction. Like, what are we talking about?
People don't have to like you. So the point that she made about Issa Rae, if that is what happened, which again, I'm calling it into question because you lied about being diagnosed with autism you purposely misled people with what you said about you being diagnosed with autism.
Yeah.
I'm of two minds with that. I think that early on in Issa's career, when she was just learning how to be a boss in that big of a setting, I don't think she handled it properly if she did not speak up in terms of the differences between Amanda and her PR person.
Right.
And she could have. She really could have told her PR person, she's on the show, she's invited to spaces, you just have to get over it. Very simple thing. I will say, when she told Issa that she got in trouble for calling somebody a revolutionary nigga on the show or outside of the show, and Issa laughed.
Yeah.
When she was crying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll with Issa on that because I
laugh
too.
I laugh at very inopportune moments as well, but
not on purpose.
But you know, Issa, I honestly feel like the conversation was a very loose and laughable kind of a conversation, and Issa could have definitely thought that she was in a bit. Or something like that, and that's right. where it is. I believe Amanda is a Cancer. I have lots of experience with Cancers. And the emotions swing very quickly. It's like it's a very heavy pendulum from one end to the other very quickly.
Right.
And so she could have gotten emotional in the moment, and Issa could have missed that completely, and that's fine. It's just wrong time, wrong moment, and for you to take it so seriously to the point where you're talking about, you know, I'm always uplifting. I never want to tear these people down, but yet you're having these conversations in the same breath about it. Like, it just seems a little disingenuous and a little bit like it's shade when you're telling us it's not shade.
Because when she said she always felt like she had to protect Issa, I'm trying to figure out from what.
Knowing and paying attention to Issa over the years, I don't think Issa needs much protection at all. Issa will let you know how it is. Like, no matter where she is or what she's doing.
One thing I do agree with her on, she said that guy, Saronis Jackson, looks like, what was it, Slim Jim and Earl? What was that cartoon? It was like an earthworm. And I did my Googling because it did spark a memory from childhood. She was spot on about that. That man do look like him. I'm going to show you offline.
I missed that clip.
He do look like her.
I missed that clip, man.
But I say that to say, Amanda Seales is not my ministry. I wish her well. I don't wish ill will on any black woman, except for Candace Owens. but I don't wish her any ill will. I don't wish her any ill will, but she is not my ministry. She does not speak for me as a black woman. And I want her to really sit back and think about the role that she plays and some of the things that are happening to her in her life.
Yeah, I don't wish her any ill will as well. I was a fan since she was Amanda Diva. Like, as she's gotten more stringent on her points, let's say, as she's gotten older, it's become a lot harder to be like a diehard fan of her. But like, right. It's if it were me and she was coming to me for advice and asking me about how to navigate an industry that she probably has more experience in than I do, if she was asking me, I'd say maybe work on the delivery. Maybe that's all I would say, because I think, again, like I said, people only want to work with people that they like, even if their talent and their ability is less than the person that is actually suited well for the job. The other person's going to get it every time.
Right. No, I agree with you on that. So, enough about her. There is a docuseries coming out about Black Twitter on Hulu.
People are up in arms about this today.
I have thoughts about it too, to be honest. I don't know that I want it.
I don't think many people want it, honestly. It's definitely giving. Remember when we were waiting for the Freaknik documentary on Hulu?
Right.
And we thought it was going to be one thing. And then as I thought about it more and more, and as it came closer to the time, I was like, you know, it's going to be on Hulu. I don't think it's actually going to be what I think it was going to be. I think this is exactly the same thing. It's going to come from a perspective that is for a specific audience and not for us, the people that are actually involved in Black Twitter.
See, the issue that I have with it, like, I don't care if it comes out on Hulu, HBO, Netflix, is that even though Black Twitter is a global phenomenon and it is well known, it is something that I also kind of wish that we would gatekeep.
Yeah. Facts. You say this all the time. Like,
This is something that I don't want us to share with more than the people who already know about it, because I just feel like it's going to now spiral into something else.
Yeah.
With other people feeling like they can now enter the space that we've created, and they're not going to be able to, because
I say
Black Twitter is not for the it's not for the weak.
Yeah. I say this all the time, though. I definitely feel like gatekeeping is necessary. I hate sharing certain things because it gets like popularized and people think that they can take it for their own and make it into something else. And now the thing that was cool to us now becomes terrible. We can't use it anymore. We make up something else. We keep going with the other stuff. But like, why do we continuously have to be innovative and like whatever? Why can't we just rest on our laurels and have our things? You know what I mean?
That's it.
You know,
I agree.
It's just like,
because I already see it.
Why like, can't I have woke anymore? Why can't I have woke anymore? Because look at what they did to that. Look what they did to that.
Sleep. Apparently, sleep is the ideal state to be in. You shouldn't know what's going on around you.
Look what they did.
I had somebody say that to me one time. Like, you know, this is getting too woke, and I truly asked them to define that.
Please,
because I was like, because I'm trying to understand. Isn't the purpose to be awake? I'm not, because aren't you doing things when you're awake? I'm trying to understand why you want to do things while you're sleeping. Because
I don't
understand.
I don't know.
But my thing with Black Twitter and it being a docuseries and opening it up to people who may not have been familiar with it is now there's going to be the infiltration of the millions of people that have been absently invited to the fake barbecue, the fake cookout that they really are not invited to, who are going to step into this space now and be like, you know, if Black Twitter decides that this month we're going to talk about things that Black people bring to barbecues or whatever, to the cookout, now they're going to be like, well, we do that too. And that's not, no, you don't. And it's not for you.
This type of stuff created in Nkechi Diallo and this type of stuff created white people doing Afrobeats dance moves on TikTok. Like, this type of stuff created all these things where it just makes our things more cringy every time I see it. And it really gets under my skin. Like,
we don't need it.
We don't need it.
We know Black people know. The Black people who want to know that Black Twitter exists. And you're either deep into Black Twitter, you are either a visitor of Black Twitter, or you are a member, like with a whole membership pass and, you know, pay your fees or your dues annually to Black Twitter. The people who don't know don't need to know.
But honestly, I feel like this three-part docuseries is not going to share all the things. It's not even going to touch close to what, you know, Black Twitter is. And so, whatever. Princess Penny is the...
And I like him.
Whatever. And so I'm really... I think so too. I like him as well. I don't know why he attached himself to this.
It says it aims to capture the essence of Black Twitter's impact on daily conversations and its power to mobilize and effect change, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
People don't need to know that though. Because now you're going to have these, in my opinion, outside agents who are going to try to now come in and do their own, you know what I mean? And so that's my biggest issue with it. It's like, they don't need to know that. I want them to think that Black Twitter is literally nothing but Black people reading people all day, every day, and being stupid.
Yeah.
They don't need to know how powerful it is, because that's when we give up our power, because now somebody else is going to come in there and be like, oh, well, this is what we need to be doing. And then it loses its essence.
This has been happening for forever. Black slaves, going back to slave days, spoke in a way that they understood that the oppressors could not understand in order to communicate effectively, where, you know, it was just kind of like out in the open, but completely over their heads, you know?
Right,
and that allowed them to survive and have some sort of hope and, you know, work together to get us to, you know, obviously where we are today, and we're still going. Back when I was a kid, my aunties used to speak in Pig Latin and gibberish. That wasn't for me at the time. You understand? That wasn't for me, but that got them.
Yeah.
That they communicated in a way that was effective. You understand? So everything is not for everybody.
The way Pig Latin used to hit back in the day, though. Ixnay on the fixnay. Yo, Pig Latin used to be.
I'm just saying,
I was fluent in that. No, but I agree.
Things are for us, and you know, let your us things alone. Be for you. Let your things be for you. You have a lot of those things. Which, you know,
I want us to start.
I don't think you created a lot of those things, but still, you have a lot of things. Have those things, and we'll have our things.
And just let us be.
Boom.
And something that should not be gatekept, because I don't know what y'all are doing, but there has been a new wave of illegal veneer and orthodontic
Jaday.
And I just need y'all to know that you getting your veneers done by somebody called Princess Cuts or Veneers by Lachey or whatever, or Braces for Less. Why are y'all letting people play in y'all mouths?
So before you get started, I've been saying since I was younger that when I come up on some cash, I'm going to get me my movie star teeth like Steve Harvey. Like, this is literally what I've been saying since the Steve Harvey show. So I was like, yo, y'all can't tell me that when, you know, I got the money, I'm not going to be able to look like that. Because, like, the smile is the gate. It's like it's the gate of your soul, kind of like. That's like the first, one of the first things people see. And so I want it to be flawless and immaculate. So doing a dive into veneer gate or whatever they want to call this, I'm scared, Jade. Do you see what they actually do in order to get these things done?
Y'all are letting people who are printing certificates off of Canva play in your mouth with Temu veneers. They are literally purchasing veneer kits off of Temu.
Yo.
And you are letting them put these in your mouth.
Yo,
so y'all all have the same smile is beyond wild to me.
The certificate to make the people veneer text just says certificate on the top of the certificate. Yeah. Like, certificate from where, sir?
It just literally says certificate. Don't even say veneer tech on there. Maybe at the bottom, some just certificate.
Oh my God. Yo.
Like, the fact that your mouth and your teeth are connected to so many things on your face, in your head.
Yeah.
And you are letting people play in your mouth.
Let's not even
It's wild to me.
Let's take it a step further. Your dental health is connected specifically to your heart and your brain.
Yeah.
So if you get an infection in the gums and it gets those veneers, those things are encasing all of that stuff underneath. So what's going to happen is it's going to get infected. Whatever is happening, it's going to enter your bloodstream. It's going to go through your bloodstream straight to your heart and straight to your head, which, you know, when those things done, you done.
It's a wrap.
Bye now.
The reality is the fact that y'all are walking into somebody's off-site studio and letting somebody put veneers or braces in your mouth with a ring light camera is wild to me. It's wild to me. A ring light camera? Why y'all letting people play? Do not let people play in your mouth. They're allegedly trying to crack down. And it's like a wave of... And the thing about it that annoys me the most is they're targeting, obviously, poor communities, right? Mm-hmm. So they're targeting us. And it's people who look like us who are doing it as well.
Yeah.
And I just want to know what happens, because they're not putting in permanent composites in your mouth. They're putting in temporary composites. They're not doing the procedure properly. So when these things pop out,
yeah,
and your tooth has now rotted underneath, yes, and you get sepsis,
yeah,
you're going to explain, well, I went to Veneers by Luscious and this is what happened?
Even done correctly, these things are not meant to last forever. You have to go in and get it touched up every however often. The way that our jaws work, the way that we chew, things like that, things break and pop all the time. Like, look, doing the deep dive on this thing really changed my whole perspective on what I was thinking I was gonna do, because this is not ever happening. Like, it's just, it's crazy to me. What happens when light bright teeth go out of style? I mean, they're not in style now, but like, what happens in 10 years when it's a different shade? What are you supposed to do? Like you said, your teeth are gonna be rotting underneath because they're shaving your teeth down in order to put the veneers over them or whatever. So whatever's happening underneath, like, you can never go back to what it was.
And to the people who are doing this, I want you to go to jail.
Yes.
I try to be an abolitionist. I say this ever so often. I truly want to be an abolitionist. But sometimes y'all do things that make me realize that abolition, like, I can't, because y'all belong in jail. Because instead of y'all taking the time to actually become
dental techs,
and go to school. And I'm not saying, I get it, school is expensive. I get it.
Yeah.
But there are ways for you to get involved into something if you actually feel like this is something that you are passionate about, other than playing with people's lives.
Yeah.
Because it's a quick way to make money.
There is some sort of program that you can do in order to be able to, like, do this. It's through the American Dental Association. You get certified. And this thing takes well over 2 years plus experience in order to be certified in order to do this. Dentists go to undergrad for 4 years. They go to dental school for 4 years. And sometimes even further than that for whatever specialty or whatever. What makes you think you can do this in a class that you did online for a week or less?
The fact that y'all sat in somebody's hotel conference room and let somebody hand you a Canvas certificate, and now you set up a business on IG talking about veneers by D-Money. I'm appalled. I'm appalled.
Yeah.
I'm appalled.
I just really want people to understand that your dental health is completely linked to your health. Like, you can't just take this thing not seriously. Like, you can die. A regular cavity can kill you. If you don't take care of the cavity, that can kill you. So,
but y'all sitting here letting Precious play in your mouth because
wild crazy.
She told you it was $100 for some. They're getting them off of Temu. Like, I need y'all to understand that. They are getting these veneers off of Temu. They are not getting veneer composites. Medical grade veneer composites are not being shipped to somebody's P.O. box. They are literally going on Temu.
Yeah.
The place that makes fake everything and putting those in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's like, even thinking about it, like, if let's just say that they did it all well for this particular person. Mm-hmm. They don't clean the instruments properly, and then they go on to the next person. So this first person had something like, say, let's just say HIV. When they drilling and doing all that stuff to you in your mouth, what do you think you now have? Ma'am, sir, they, whatever. Like, what do you think you have? Like, think about it, man. Think about it. Like, people are not just cleaning their instruments with soap and water in the sink. That's not how you do this. Like,
yo, I'm so appalled.
It's like, yo,
I am so appalled.
I'm glad you sent me down this wormhole, but I'm so happy you did at the same time, because the information that I got from this, yo.
Mm-mm. I can't believe this is happening. And I mean, granted, it's not just us, because it's everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't even understand how y'all look at people who get these done by these people and see how they all literally have the exact same smile.
Yeah.
And think to yourself, that's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm going to do is Invisalign for about 17 months. Yeah. That's probably what it's going to be.
That's it.
And it's going to get it to as best as I can get it to and, you know, call it a day. But like,
I wanted to whiten my teeth. And my doctor is an older white man. He's very old school. And I was like, I'm interested in tooth whitening. And he basically was like, so you can look like a light bright. Like, he gathered me up expeditiously. And I was like, well, damn, since you put it like that, I guess I won't. Like,
I mean,
he was like,
I'm not going to knock it. Like, if you're going to do it, just make sure you're getting it done correctly by a professional that knows what the hell they're doing. That's it.
No, if you want it, do it. Like, it's no problem with that as long as you're doing it right. But it was the fact that I was gung-ho. You can tell me I wasn't about to get my teeth whitened. And my doctor basically was like, you're not going to smile and look like you can light up Broadway and then tell them that you got that done here. That's what we're not going to do. And I was like, well, shut me up.
Oh, my gosh. How does a train get its fill?
Choo-choo?
It choo-choos. I thought it was perfect for this moment.
I have two jokes that are wildly out of pocket.
Oh, Lord. You want to wait?
So I'm going to go with the first one. Oh. I'm going to go with the first one. The second one is not... you know what? Actually, you're right. I'm gonna do the corny ones first.
Okay.
What kind of music is scary for balloons? So easy.
Is it?
Exactly.
Is it easy? Because I'm actually... If you saw my brain and the thoughts, it'd be like... tumbleweeds, because I have no idea.
Pop music.
That's it.
See? Easy.
Yeah. Am I supposed to keep going? Okay. Which state is a pain in the butt to get to?
Kentucky?
No.
What?
Prostate.
Why do eggs hate jokes?
I don't know.
They crack up.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Next one's going to be inappropriate. Oh. Next two are going to be inappropriate.
All right. So my sister gave me this one since you brought her up earlier. When does a bullet do its job?
I feel like this is about to be dark. When it points something out?
When it gets fired. I'm using that this week. I was like, that was great.
What's the difference between a priest and Woody from Toy Story?
This is dark.
This is
dark, and it has something to do with boys, I think. Little boys. Kid. I don't know. What?
Woody goes limp when a child walks into a room.
Talking about me being out of pocket today. Talking about me. Wow. Do we have any more topics? Jesus.
Oh, we don't. I have one more.
Oh, my God. Wow. Go ahead.
A man walks into the library and says to the librarian, I'm looking for the book for men with small penises. She looks on the computer and says, I don't know if it's in yet. He says, that's the one.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. Okay. Since we're talking about stuff like that, what do you call a fish that practices law?
I don't know.
Sushi. do I sign off now? Or you sure we don't have no more topics? I thought this was really quick this week. Okay. VirgoSeasonShow@gmail.com is the email address. Send us emails, even though I keep saying that every week. Y'all don't send us no damn emails. So I guess you could just reach us at my
Virgo Season Show.
Oh. No. You'll get to your you'll do your thing in a second. My handle is at O Black Ryan. That's O H Black Ryan. And you are at Jade, J O Y H D A E.
The one named Bandit. Or you can just hit us up on all of our social medias, which is at Virgo Season Show. And you can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Why do you say YouTube last? Because YouTube is first, in my opinion. YouTube, that's what we're doing. They see us there. They really feel like they get to know us on YouTube.
I don't know. It's the way my mind works. I don't know. It's just how it goes. All right. I can't with you. Oh, that was funny. He said sushi.
What's the most thrilling way to cut across the ocean?
What?
A seesaw.
Bye. All right. Good night. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Season.